My name is Mark Wakefield. I'm Corporate Citizenship and Corporate Affairs Manager for IBM UK. I think it's really important that everybody in society is empowered and enabled and supported to make progress at a roughly equal rate. And so, you know, we would have a very unproductive, unsuccessful society that wasn't sustainable if technology and its developments and its impacts and its capabilities was purely the sole preserve of the private sector. So we need to share information, share ideas. We have a lot to learn from organisations in other sectors as much as they do from us, so it's a mutual process of learning. But actually empowering communities to benefit from this technology revolution that we're all a part of. I've known Larsa for a number of years now, and I had a very productive working relationship with them. Again, there have been times when I've gone to them and said, do you have information, resources that I can use to create assets that IBM volunteers can take out and use with not-for-profits, and they've been very generous in sharing those resources. Equally, as the sort of custodian, if you like, of some of IBM's assets and resources, any premises and access to people, then I've been able to work with Larsa and help them access some of those resources on occasions. Essentially, I think we need a technology literate society throughout. So yes, do chief executives need to understand something about this? Absolutely. They don't need to be technical experts, and I'm certainly no technical expert, but they need to have an understanding of the potential of technology for transformation and change, and how they can make their organizations not just more efficient, but as Holly Ross was saying this morning, more effective as well. And that's the key to it. It's not the technology itself, but what do you do with it that is really critical. You know, my background before I came to IBM was youth and community work, and probably one of the first youth workers, if not the first youth worker in London ever to introduce computers into a youth centre. So my heart has always really been into this and the power of technology to transform people's lives and make organisations work more efficiently and effective, and never has that agenda been more important than it currently is at the moment with the challenges that all sectors, I think, are facing.